This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves new regulations tightening standards for foreign-affiliated colleges and educational consultancies, appoints Govinda Bahadur Karki as new chief secretary. Prime Minister holds talks with private sector on investment and economic reforms, reaffirms commitment to private-public partnership for economic growth. Anti-graft body files corruption case against 8 civil service hospital employees. And US launches more strikes on Iran, with local media reporting explosions along South Coast. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday unanimously agreed to send the Tourism Bill 2082 and the Nepal Rashtra Bank Third Amendment Bill 2083 to the respective parliamentary committees for clause-by-clause discussions. The Tourism Bill was presented by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadakraj Paudil, while Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle tabled the Nepal Rashtra Bank Amendment Bill. Meanwhile, opposition lawmakers continued to press the government to respond to the issues they have raised in Parliament and call for greater accountability. They said the opposition's demand for the Prime Minister to address the House was in line with the parliamentary rules and urged the government to create an environment for dialogue and consensus. The Speaker also directed the Parliament Secretariat to remove certain remarks made during an earlier sitting from the official parliamentary record. Opposition members also sought clarification over remarks alleging that Nepal had encroached on Indian territory and called on impartial action against the growing misuse of social media. They also expressed disappointment that repeated efforts to have the government clarify the issues in Parliament had so far failed to produce meaningful results. The House, which was briefly adjourned in yesterday's sitting, will meet at 11 a.m. today. Separately, the Federal Parliament Secretariat has been instructed to implement the recommendations of a committee that investigated the scuffle in the House of Representatives on May 31st. The committee, formed the day after the incident, submitted its report to the Speaker yesterday. The government has approved two new regulations introducing stricter standards for foreign-affiliated colleges and educational consultancies as part of efforts to improve the quality, transparency and accountability of higher education sector. The Cabinet has endorsed the Foreign Academic Programme Operation and Regulation Regulations 2083, requiring foreign universities affiliated with colleges in Nepal to be ranked among the world's top 1,000 institutions. Colleges will also have to meet enhanced quality assurance standards, while student intake will be determined by academic capacity, infrastructure and available human resources. Existing institutions that fail to meet the new criteria within the prescribed time frame could face restrictions including suspension of new admissions or cancellation of affiliation. The Cabinet also approved the Educational Consultancy, Language Teaching and Preparatory Class Regulation 2083, introducing mandatory licensing, a security deposit of 2.5 million rupees, compulsory digital financial transactions and stronger safeguards to protect students from fraud and exploitation. The regulations also require consultancies to employ qualified counselors, disclose service fees publicly, and obtain prior government approval before organizing educational fairs. Meanwhile, the government has appointed Govinda Bahadur Karki as the new chief secretary. He will succeed Suman Raj Arial, who is retiring after reaching the mandatory age limit. The Cabinet also appointed Suraj Sakya as a commissioner at the Kathmandu Valley Development Authority, decided to operate Geta Hospital as a teaching hospital under the Martyrs Dasarath Chand University of Health Sciences, and approved the Prison Regulations 2083, the 6th National Human Rights Action Plan and the 2nd National Strategic Plan Against Corruption. In the meantime, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has said the Hello Sarkar public grievance platform has received a total of 131,000 875 complaints to date, with around 70% of them already resolved. Following the cabinet meeting yesterday, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation and Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, along with Prime Minister Balendra Shah's political advisor, Asim Shah, observed the facility at the Prime Minister's office and instructed staff to ensure citizens' concerns are addressed promptly and effectively. Prime Minister Balendra Shah yesterday held talks with representatives of the private sector on improving the investment climate, promoting industries and advancing economic reforms. During the meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, discussions focused on making business operations easier, removing policy and procedural hurdles, encouraging investment, creating jobs and boosting production. The Prime Minister described the private sector as a key partner in economic development and assured that the government is committed to introducing policy, legal and administrative reforms to create a more industry-friendly environment and address practical challenges faced by entrepreneurs. Private sector representatives called for greater policy stability, simpler public services, increased investment promotion and regular result-oriented dialogue with the government. The Prime Minister said the government would take the suggestions seriously and continue working closely with the private sector to advance the economic reform agenda. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 8 employees of the Civil Service Hospital in Kathmandu, alleging irregularities in the management of medicines that caused a loss of 29.1 million rupees to the state. According to the anti-graft body, the accused allegedly colluded with the medicine suppliers, manipulated pharmacy software records, and mishandled expired medicines. The investigation was launched following concerns raised in the Auditor General's report for the fiscal year 2077-78. The CIAA has filed the case at the special court seeking imprisonment, fines and recovery of the alleged embezzled amount under the Prevention of Corruption Act. The government has introduced wheelchair and assistance services at Singhadarbar to make government offices more accessible for people with disabilities, senior citizens and those with mobility challenges. Officials said the initiative is aimed at ensuring easier access to public services with designated staff assisting, and the government is committed to expanding disability-friendly infrastructure and continuing the service on a long-term basis. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has urged newly appointed scientists at the Nepal Agricultural Research Council, NARC, to carry out practical, results-oriented research to help address the challenges facing the country's agriculture sector. Speaking at the inauguration of a 5-day orientation program for 71 newly appointed senior scientists and scientists, the minister said agricultural research would go beyond laboratories and directly benefit farmers by improving production, productivity and livelihoods. She stressed the need for institutional reforms at the council and said leadership opportunities would be based on performance, good governance and innovation. The Department of Passport has suspended passport application services today and tomorrow to facilitate the migration of a new digital system. According to the department, the temporary closure is necessary for technical data transfer to the new platform. However, passports that have already been printed will continue to be distributed as scheduled. Service seekers who have received SMS notifications can collect their passports from the department as usual. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has launched a fresh wave of military strikes against Iran, with the U.S. Central Command saying the operations are aimed at reducing Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump said the strikes were carried out in retaliation for what he described as Iranian attacks on commercial vessels and warned that further military action could follow if such incidents continue. Iranian state media reported explosions and the activation of air defense systems in parts of southern Iran, including areas along the Gulf Coast. Tehran said it had responded by targeting U.S. military installations in the region, while air raid sirens were reported in Bahrain and Kuwait. The latest escalation follows U.S. strikes earlier this week and marks a further deterioration in tensions between Washington and Tehran, with both sides exchanging military action and strong warnings. Now, the weather forecast for the country. Under the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. A few places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and a few places in Madhes province as well as Tarai region of Koshi province are likely to receive light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Gusty winds are also likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough lies close to its average position over both the eastern and the western parts of Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Cabinet approves new regulations tightening standards for foreign-affiliated colleges and educational consultancies. Appoints Govinda Bahadur Karki as new Chief Secretary. Prime Minister holds talks with private sector on investment and economic reforms, reaffirms commitment to private-public partnership for economic growth. Anti-graft body files corruption case against 8 civil service hospital employees. And U.S. launches more strikes on Iran, with local media reporting explosions along the south coast. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcasts. And for detailed news, visit us online at greaternepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.